Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. At the New York Comex close last Friday, the price of gold dropped more than 3%, and silver was down more than 5% for the week. Normally, a dramatic price decline indicates an increase in physical supply, a fall in physical demand, or both. However, that is not what happened last week. Actually, there is a developing shortage of physical precious metals. Industrial users and central banks have been told that their promised deliveries will be delayed. Traders report that there are no large quantities available on the market right now. Supply shortages were confirmed in the New York COMEX silver market late last week. The May contract price rose higher than for June and July contracts, an indicator of a supply squeeze. With shortages of physical gold and silver, last week's price drops do not make sense. In my judgment, prices only fell last week due to the trading activities of the U.S. government, its primary trading partners, and allied central banks, and the paper contract markets that do not require prompt delivery of physical metals. In thinly traded markets on Monday, May 1, when most European and some Asian markets were closed, more than 17 million ounces of gold contracts were sold. That quantity is more than 15% of annual global mine output. This quantity was deliberately sold so as to push down prices. On Thursday, May 4, more than 150 million ounces of silver contracts were sold short on the COMEX in just the first 2 hours of trading. This is almost 20% of newly mined annual worldwide silver output. With manipulation of markets to that degree, prices were doomed. However, though we might not yet have reached the very bottom of this cycle, I don't expect gold and silver prices to stay this low for long. The London and New York markets almost exclusively trade paper contracts for precious metals. In contrast, the Shanghai Gold Exchange trades require immediate delivery of the physical metal. As of early this week, the Shanghai gold price was more than 1% higher, and the silver price was up more than 8% over London. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.